Welcome to the one-day business acceleration retreat. This experience is designed to help women founders just like you plan and execute the exponential growth of your business. Only 3% of all women-led businesses cross the chasm of generating $1 million or more in annual revenues, and only 2% are funded through venture capital. These statistics are shocking, given that women are also known for delivering a higher return on capital and for being better able to handle major disruptors in business. The one-day business acceleration retreat is your entryway into breaking through the barriers of exponential growth by helping you build a purpose-led and visionary plan to inspire your team, also guiding you to discover specific, repeatable actions that will create traction, more prospects, more customers, more sales. I am Coco Selman, five-time founder, impact investor, creator of the Force for Good business system, and your host on this transformative journey. Women-led business is the most powerful, innovative force in the world. With purpose-led leaders like you at the helm, we can lead in both impact and profit. The future of business is women. This is our time. Let's make the world better through business. All right, welcome back. You've done it. You've gotten all the way to episode 7. You are a rock star, honestly. You are a total rock star. Are you having the best time ever? Hopefully you are starting to feel an incredible sense of clarity about how you're going to get to this breakthrough. And just think about how quickly you were able to identify a better future, envision a better future for you and for your business and for your team. You were able to quickly identify your core purpose, your vision, create a 12-month goal, really important 12-month breakthrough. And then you were able to sort of back up and say, okay, what are our strengths and weaknesses? How are we going to get there? And then create a quarterly map that reflects those strengths and weaknesses. And so now we're getting really down to what needs to happen next, because the focus here now, to in order to build a business that is both impactful and profitable, requires higher level action. It requires incredible clear thinking. It requires a discipline to approach every day knowing what to do to be of highest and best service of your goal. So we're getting closer and closer and closer to the clarity of what that is. And so now we are at that moment where we're starting to think about 30 days. And 30 days is a really, really incredibly tangible time for you and for your team. So this is where you want to start to think about how can we create exciting goals that when we achieve them, we're going to have celebrations, we're going to have breakthrough sessions, we're going to make these so that we can win them and that we can make progress, we can reflect and see we're getting there, and use that to drive momentum, use it to create clarity within the organization about what you're trying to achieve. And in every moment that you can reiterate in your own mind and in the mind of your team that this 30-day set of goals, three goals, these are connected to completion of your vision and your purpose. They're directly aligned. And the breakthrough that you're going to have is what's going to catapult your business to the next level. And what happens in the next 30 days has the power to created in itself its own breakthrough. So every month gives you an opportunity for breakthrough, and that gives you 12 breakthroughs every single year to create one big breakthrough a year. So that's what we want to focus on, is what are those things that you would like to achieve with your team, and who in your team
is going to be the accountable, responsible owner of each goal. So your 30-day goals are aligned with your quarterly map. So you're going to think about, you're going to home in on what is my first quarter goals. There's three goals. What are those goals? How am I going to achieve those goals? How are we together as a team going to collectively manifest success over the next 30 days? And every month you're going to be given the opportunity going forward to create the next set of 30-day goals, right? So every month is an opportunity for breakthrough, for innovation, and to continue to grow and expand your people, right? So everybody's going to have an opportunity. You're going to be able to give people the opportunity to lead, to transform, to learn how to be innovative, and to celebrate, right? Because the whole journey, you want to create culture. To be a force for good, you want to create a culture that encourages people to engage in meaning, to learn and grow, to improve in whatever ways will make them feel excited, to make it safe for them to take risks and chances and be remarkable, be, you know, high performing, and to then celebrate. So we really start to get down into, with these 30-day goals, what's going to foster all of that good, positive feeling and progress. We want to see progress every month. So 30-day goals will be updated every month to ensure you're consistently moving toward the 12-month breakthrough. The support the goals out, you were going to look at the outline of your quarterly map to see what are your quarterly goals for the first quarter and what are the things you need to manifest. So you're going to think about what is the progress you want to make on the 12-month breakthrough goal itself. Where do you want to be in its progress of that particular goal? What are the related performance improvements? And what are the related system improvements? How can you be in service of that? So, ownership. So each goal, so you're going to come up with three goals every month. And you're going to want to identify goals that are aligned in all the ways that we just talked about. And you're going to have an owner. So the owner is someone on the team who owns responsibility for driving whatever changes and implements whatever is necessary to generate new results. Wherever possible, you want to empower team members rather than the founder or the very top dogs in the team to own the goal. In other words, the closer to the action is where you want to empower the owner to be. Part of what the Force for Good system wants you to do is to train leaders and founders in particular, leaders, but founders in particular, like to believe they are the ones with all the great ideas. And what happens when we do that is we create a world where our limits are the limits of the organization. And what we want to do is foster an environment where we're unlimited because we have access to the resources and the brilliance of all the other people. And then you, the leader, can step back and focus on things that only you can focus on. So this assignment of an owner is important. The goal of the owner is to always be responsible for generating the progress, but it's also going to be the person who's going to collect data every week going forward on progress of that goal. So you're going to measure progress on that goal. We're going to talk more about that in the next session, next episode. But this is the person who's going to own responsibility for both creating the outcomes of the goal and also creating a way to feedback and give the data every week on the weekly acceleration ritual that we're going to implement in episode 10. So let's just do this. Okay. It's going to take about 10 minutes, maybe less. All right. You know what these goals are. Probably figured it out, right? So top of mind, write down your 12-month breakthrough goal and let yourself take a moment. Oh, feel a sense of relief for that future moment, 12 months from now, where that goal is done. How awesome will that be? High performance culture in action to create that breakthrough. And that's how you're going to create it today. This is how we get started, is the 30-day goals. So write down the Q1 goals. So what are your three goals for Q1? And again, let yourself imagine 3 months from now how that's going to feel to have that progress made. And that's going to be like, and how the team is going to be developing. Yourself, just acknowledge that. It's not just about the outcome of the goal in 3 months. It's the enrichment of your team and your people and your overall system. This is just like going to the gym to help your whole system upgrade to be a higher performance, higher innovation, higher transformation team. So now, thinking about it that way, thinking about what you want to create over the next 30 days, the wins you want to manifest, brainstorm all the ways that you could make progress on your three quarterly goals in service of your 12-month goal. And as you list each one, just brainstorm, brainstorm, brainstorm. Maybe come up with 5, 8, maybe 10. It's okay. It's good to brainstorm. What would be the things that will demonstrate progress about a third of the way to your first quarter goals? And what will demonstrate proficiency and growth? What will build capacity, throughput into the system you need to expand in order to create a bigger outcome? Are there projects that need to get handled? System improvement that could get settled, progress made. So for each of your ideas of what you want to achieve this 30 days, write down next to it, who would be the person who you could designate to own that goal? Who could really foster its completion? Or someone in your organization could help, another leader could help that person, guide them, coach them. Identify the owner of each goal without giving it too much angst. Elicit your 30-day goal. 30 days from now, or the end of next month, or the end of this month, decide on the date. And write down your three goals that you would like to achieve. And who will be the one who will own it, each goal? And I'd like you to consider too at this moment, what would you like to do to celebrate the achievement of these goals? What could you do to celebrate? What could that look like? Maybe it's a pizza lunch, or maybe you all go bowling, or maybe you hold a virtual acknowledgement party, right? I don't know what your team looks like or how it's constructed, but what would create a great way to celebrate progress? Again, it doesn't even mean you have to complete the goal. Every month you want to celebrate progress, whatever that progress is. All right. So put it on your calendar, right? When could you do it? What would that celebration look like? And this process of building celebration and acknowledgement creates safety, creates connection, creates belonging, right? The idea that you can celebrate wins and progress, lessons learned. Okay. So congratulations. You now have some 30-day goals where you can really focus your attention over the next 30 days, your whole company, and be of highest and best use. All right. So next, we're going to move on to key performance indicators. See you in the next episode.
Are you ready to build a business that leads in both impact and profit? Discover the Force for Good book, a guide for purpose-led leaders who want to accelerate impact, scale, and profit. Pre-order your copy today at www.aforceforgood.biz/book and receive immediate access to 30 plus valuable tools for you and your team. Join the Force for Good movement. Pre-order your copy now at www.aforceforgood.biz/book.